Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
God bless you and top of the day to you, men and women of God from around the world. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. It is prayer time. We're getting ready to bombard the kingdom of darkness to release the power of the portal to be open for the men and women of God in the earth realm. The word of God says in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses number 18, it says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and then whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. Then again, I say unto you, the word of God said in verse number 19, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing and asking anything on the earth in the Father's name, it shall be done. One will put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000. That's when unanimity becomes strong and strengthened with the forces. Two will put 10,000 to flight. We have to lobby together as men and women of God. In these times, we need each other so that we can war and wage war against the kingdom of darkness. The enemy knows that men and women of God that comes together and champion the cause of the kingdom of God through prayer and through intercession. We have power and authority to make things happen unprecedented in the earth realm. As intercessors and prayer warriors, it's critical for us to understand our position and our post. Whether you're in airspace, whether you are on ground coverage, you know your position in the kingdom of God. In any military army, whether it's the Air Force, National Guard, Marine, Navy, all of those areas, Army, they know their post and their position. And if the Army understand that they need ground troops to be in position, they understand that. The Marine realm, they know what they need to do underwater and be able to be in position. The Navy, they know their position on covering the ocean, covering the shores. The National Guard, they know how to guard the borders. The Air Force, they know how to cover airspace. So we need to know as believers what's our position in the kingdom of God and how we may be able to control the map of the earth in our jurisdiction to be able to manhandle the kingdom of God, to manhandle the kingdom of darkness by releasing the power of the kingdom of God without any friendly fire. Friendly fire means that those that are among us are wounded by our own team. We don't want to create friendly fire in the kingdom of God, but we want to create a fire against the kingdom of darkness and take them out. So as we go into prayer today, we're believing the Lord for a move of God for those that have the ear to hear. Sound is a very critical piece for ministries in this hour. As men and women of God open their mouth and begin to pray and decree and declare those things, because Job 22 and 28 said, if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established. And if we stay in our post Psalm 119 and 89 said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Use the word of God as a weapon against the enemy.
Yes.
He who controls your hearing controls your future. Understand your position, whether you're in the hemisphere, trochosphere, biosphere, lithosphere, heliosphere. You have to know whatever sphere you're in, controlling it with the power of your position and the power of your words. We're getting ready to go forth in prayer, and we believe in God in this time that you're in. Prayer is the route. Praise will ultimately be the destination when we come out of this thing victoriously unharmed by the enemy, but harming the enemy with our voice, our sound. We're getting ready to go into the power of prayer. Then Psalms 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all destruction. The power of the word. We get ready to go into prayer. God bless you.
Bless you, my pastor.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. I'm coming to you all out of Psalm 20, and it is a prayer for victory. I pray that the Lord will listen when you are in trouble and that the God of Jacob will keep you safe. May the Lord send help from his temple and come to your rescue from Mount Zion. May he remember your gifts and be pleased with what you bring. May God do what you want most and let all go well with you, for you. Then you will win victories and we will celebrate while raising our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord answer all your prayers. I am certain, Lord, that you will help your chosen king. You will answer our prayers from your holy place in heaven, and you will save me with your mighty arm. Some people trust in the power of chariots or horses, but we trust you, Lord God. Others will stumble and fall, but we will be strong and stand firm. Give the king victory, Lord, and answer our prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers on today. Thank you for a sound, Father God, a sound of victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We will not be defeated. Hallelujah. The sound of victory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. We thank you. We praise you on today. We praise you for this afternoon. We praise you for what you're doing and already have done, Father God. We thank you, Father God, truly, that you protect us from all the attacks of the enemy. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Father, now that we are covered by you, Father God, we know we're covered by you. We called you in the night seasons, glory be to God. We know that we are covered. We go forward in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, against the kingdom of darkness. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, that we cover our family. We cover our earthly possessions. We anoint with oil every member of our family on today, Father God. We anoint them with the name of Jesus, the power, the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. By name, hallelujah, from the anointed one, we know, we plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, over our transportations, over our jobs, over our clothing, everything that we eat, both spiritually and physically. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We cover with your precious blood, Father, everything that comes in contact with our bodies today. For our bodies is the temple, glory be to God, of the Holy Ghost, the Lord's temple. Hallelujah. Thank God the devil can't mess with us, because we belong to God. We are God's property. In the name of Jesus, we plead, hallelujah, we decree and declare, we plead the blood over our ministries, over our spiritual gifts. We plead your blood over our capabilities, hallelujah, our knowledge of you, Father God, so that we cannot be touched by Satan and his demons. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we receive your anointing from the soles of our feet, Father God. Hallelujah, to the crown of our heads, Father God. We close every doorway so the enemy cannot enter in. Hallelujah. We refuse to give place to the devil. We will not accept sickness in our bodies. Right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we renounce curses, hallelujah, that the devil has tried to put on us. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we come against all the acts of the enemy. He has no place. He has no power. Glory be to God. You said if we humble ourselves and pray, you will heal the land. We're praying, Father God. We're lending out, Father God. We're relenting. Glory out of the son that I seek you. We're repenting in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You are our Father. Hallelujah. Which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Yes, God. So we come against, Father God, and we ask you to forgive us as we come against, Father God. Hallelujah. All the things that could easily beset us, Father God. Forgive us, Lord, for allowing fear and guilt and self-rejection and self-hatred and unforgiveness, my God, bitterness and sin and pride and rebellion, my God, that could open the door to sickness. We come against these things. Hallelujah, Father. We know that you carried away sickness and all the infirmities, Father God. We break and rebuke and cast out all the spirits of cancer. Hallelujah. Blood disease. Hallelujah. In the name of devil, the cancer lodges itself in our lungs, our bones, our breast, our throat, our back. Hallelujah. Our spine, our liver. Our kidneys, our pancreas, our skin, hallelujah, the largest integritary system of our body, Father, our skin, our stomach, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of diabetes and high blood pressure, in the name of Jesus, low blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart attack, strokes and kidney failure, leukemia. We come against all of these diseases, Father, blood diseases. Breathing problems. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, breathing problems. Glory out of the Masoko Shadow the last week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know you know Mother Matthews by name. Hallelujah. So we decree and declare and command every hidden disease to leave her body. We speak to her lungs and to her heart to coincide and synchronize, Father. Flow in the rhythm. Cause her body to flow in the rhythm, Father, that you design our bodies to function. We call on the angels of Raphael to lay over her body. Cover her with supernatural healing. Cause her body to receive fresh oxygenation through her blood system. And we call it so right now in the name of Jesus. And I extend that prayer to the saints on the line. Anybody going through any breathing, anybody going through any blood system, anybody going through any heaviness on their chest, hallelujah, aches in their body, we speak healing. Healing. Night terrors. We come against night terrors in the name of Jesus. We call on that hedge of protection that you have for us, Father God. We cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into our lives through pride. Now, go. We cast out all the infirmities that came through our life through trauma and accidents. Now, go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Through witchcraft, through monetary spirits. No sickness or plagues will come nigh our dwelling. You said so in Psalm 91:10. When these things touch, they will not, cannot, shall not destroy the fruit of our ground. For you said in your word in Malachi, none of our fruits will fall from the vine before its time. So we thank you now, Father God. We plead your blood, hallelujah, over everything, our bodies, everything that you have for us, Father God, is yes and amen, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we plead your blood over our ministries, over our spiritual gifts. We plead your blood. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that our capabilities and our knowledge of you cannot be touched by Satan. We receive your anointing now, Father. In the name of Yeshua, how much to close every doorway so the enemy cannot enter in. refuse to give places to devil. We will not. We got this tactics to steal, kill, and destroy us in any way, our families in any way. We do not receive this plan to bring us accidents or death in any shape, in any form, any fashion. We cover our finances today, Father. We decree and declare that our finances covered. Lord, hallelujah, you blessed us with. We thank you for promotion, Father, that doesn't come from the east or the west, but from you, Lord. But it's you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, to give us power to get wealth. So now we decree and declare, we claim the wealth of the wicked that is laid up for the just in the name of Jesus. We renounce the plans that the enemy has tried to cause fires or distractions in our homes, in our cars, in our places of employment. We come against random shootings and stabbings and anything that could try to come against us and our children while they're in school. Even when they're walking home innocently, stray bullets, anything the enemy, that mischievous spirit that would try to rise up and do against our families to cause fear, we come against that thing. We pray for those who live in fear that you may grant them peace on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We come against earthquakes and tornadoes. We're in a season of change. You said we wouldn't know what season that we're in because of the times we're in. Lord, let us be keen to the times that we're in now. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, take the scales off our eyes, glory be to God, and the plugs on our ears. Lord, I call on you, and I decree and declare that we speak in levels of dimension, Father God, so we can see, hallelujah, discernment. We can hear the discernment. We walk in the discernment. We will not walk into traps. We reverse the curse that the devil has tried to place on each and every one of us. And we command you to go back to Hades, to the pit of hell from which you came. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we ask for your protection, the protection of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, to protect our counselors, our intercessors, place a spiritual protection over our pastor, our prophet, Dr. LaRon Matthew, and his family, over his church, is our church. We are one over the house of God. Hallelujah. And each one that is represented, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, give them a spirit of want to do, want to be about God's business. We pray now, Lord, we pray now for our president, hallelujah, and all those who are in authority, that they will recognize, hallelujah, and be accountable to you, Yahweh, for each decision that they act and that they make. Hallelujah. Let laws and statutes and codifications be changed. Let them be changed in our favor. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus, Almighty God. We pray for the situations right through Ukraine to Africa to London, hallelujah, to the Queen's House, everywhere that affects us right here in America, right in our regions, right in our neighborhood. Hallelujah. We pray for those laws and statutes to be changed in our favor. Hallelujah. In our businesses, as our hands go to the plow, as we do and be about your business, Lord, bless us as we walk in the obedience of you. Anywhere we've missed the obedience of you, we ask you to forgive us, Father, as these blessings are flowing. We don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Satan, we command you to loose your hold. Now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for you to rise up peacemakers on all sides, hallelujah, that war and violence might be averted, hallelujah. We pray, Father, for the voices of discernment, for peaceful solutions. We decree and declare peaceful solutions. Give the diplomats wisdom and understanding to build trust amongst each other. We ask for the churches and the nations now, Father, involved, that they may be salt and light in all the dark situations around us. We lift all these dangerous situations to you. And we command you to loose your hold. We decree and declare that we are part of the army of God, and we march and move forward under the direction of the Holy Ghost against the enemy. Whether they are human or demonic, we decree and declare the powerful hand of God will lead and guide us into paths of righteousness. Lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Let us not be led around. being drawn to and fro and tossed everywhere. We are walking in the things of Christ. We are walking His word. We're talking His word. We're living the word. We decree and declare that we are more than enough. We are prosperous. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father. The enemy will not burn up our harvest. And these things we pray. We believe and receive it now, and it is so, and there will be no backlash. Bless you, Jesus. We thank you for today. Amen. I'm released. Next intercessor. Bless you.
Father, never come before your presence on today. Father, I ask that you be in the midst of this noonday prayers on today, O God. God, I pray that God, you'll cancel the plan of the enemy against your people on today, O Jesus. But Lord, we know that the enemy is rampant, Lord God, want to destroy the lives of your people, God. But I pray on today, O God, that God, you will stop the enemy in his trap for your people on today, O God. And I thank you, Jesus, for giving us double portion, O God, of your spirit as we take back everything that the enemy has told, O God, everything that he has stolen from your people, O God, our joy, our peace, our happiness, everything, O God. We're taking it back today, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, your word declares that no weapon formed against your people will prosper. No weapon, O God. It will and it shall not prosper unto thee, O God. And so, God, I speak into the life of every people, every person today, God. I speak into the life of every dead situation unto thee, O God. And I speak prophetically, Lord Jesus, into the lives of our situation, Jesus. Our household are blessed, O God, and that our children are blessed, O God, and that our ministries are blessed, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, our heart desires are on the way according to your will and plan for our lives. And so, God, we thank you for being the repairer of the breach unto thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we just glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you said that no good thing you will withhold from your people, O God, if we walk upright with you, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, help your people to walk upright with you, O God. Lord, help us to press through our adversities, O God. Things that come to hold us back, Lord Jesus. Things that come to prevent us, O God, from being in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit with you, O God. Help us, Lord, to endure and to push, Lord God. Help us, God, not to lean onto our own understanding unto thee, O God. Lord Jesus, help us to acknowledge you in all our ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, may our health spring forth like a watered garden. That's what you said in your word, Jesus, that our health will spring forth like a watered garden. And so, God, we ask you to do that for your people on today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, fill us up when we are empty, Jesus. We don't want to even reach empty, O God. We want to be filled up at all time, God. Lord Jesus, I pray on today, God, that you give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Help your people, God, to have that confidence in you, O God. Father God, I thank you and we ask that you lift every heavy burden on today, God. God, I pray on today, God, that you take the yoke from the shoulders, from the neck of your people, O God. I thank you, God, because we know that you're a promise keeper. And Lord, I know that you keep your word. You will keep your word, Jesus. Because you are not a man that you would lie. And you are not the son of man that you need to repent. And so, God, we just thank you for that. Because you are El Shaddai, God. You are the wheel in the midst of the wheel, O God. Hallelujah. And so this day, O God, we come against those who are discouraged. So we come against discouragement, O God. And God, we come against double-mindedness on today, O God. We come against anger, Lord Jesus, be the lifter of our soul on today. Hallelujah. Strengthen us, God, in every weak areas of our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, your word declares that in time of weakness, oh God, your strength is made perfect, oh God. So God, strengthen your people on today, God, because God, we need strength. We really need strength in this time, oh God. As well, the enemy coming like a flood, God. Your promise, God, and we know that you're a promise keeper. Keep us safe, God, because you're our source, oh God, and you're our redeemer, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for you being the well that we can draw from, oh God. Hallelujah. We can draw our strength. We can draw everything from you, God, because, God, we are the righteousness of your God. So, Jesus, help us to continue to draw everything that we need from your God in order to survive, in order to be sustained, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you for being our protector, oh God. Thank you for being our provider on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. God, I pray on today, God, that you bless our prophet on today, God. I pray, God, that you'll strengthen him, oh God. I pray, God, that you'll cover him, oh God. I pray, God, that your guide is going out and is coming in, oh God. I pray for protection over his family, God. God, I pray that every time that he pours out into your people, God, that you will pour back into him, God, double portion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May his basket never be empty, oh God. May he never be in need of anything, oh God, because, God, you know what? We know that you are a source, oh God. And I thank you for being the source, oh God. And so, God, I pray for every intercessor on this live on today. And intercessors worldwide, oh God, because, Lord, we all have to be praying worldwide, oh God, not just on this live alone, God, but every intercessor and every prayer warrior, oh God. I pray, God, that you continue to strengthen us, oh God. I pray, God, that you continue to give us the word to pray, God, against the enemy, to bombard the enemy, oh God, from interfering, oh God, with our lives, God, and with our daily going, oh God. Because, God, we need you and we need intercessors, oh God. So strengthen us unto thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, I lift our children before you, oh God. I know, God, the enemy has a mandate out on them, oh God. But I pray unto thee, God, that you'll just cover them. Continue to cover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, they will become everything, God, that you want them to be, oh God, that you said that they should be, oh God. We thank you, God, for fellowshipping with them, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, because, God, you said before you form us in the womb, God, you know us, oh God. And we thank you, God, because, God, we are formed in your image, oh God. We thank you, God, that, Lord Jesus, whatever is required of us, God, help us, God, not to get weary. Not to get weary, God. Strengthen us, God. Because it said we will reap if we faint not, O God. It says, Lord Jesus, help us to mount up, O God, with wings, O God. Let us mount up, God, in the things of your God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, God, to continue this journey, Jesus, that you set before your people, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you, God, for being such an awesome God. We thank you, Jesus, because, God, you are a bridge over troubled water for your people, God. And when the water is troubled, oh God, we thank you, Jesus, that you are dear for us, God. Paddle us through life's journey, oh God. And God, we say thank you. God, so we should call upon you, Jesus. And so, God, are calling upon you right now, oh God, because, God, we know that you are our source, God, and because we know, God, that there's no failure in you, oh God, and so, God, we continue to call upon your name, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, because you said before we call, you already answer. While you're speaking, you're listening. But God, we are praying right now for the manifestation, Jesus, of your answer, God. We know you answer us, God. But God, we need manifestation. Manifest that healing power, God. Everything, God, that you have for us, oh God, your people. Manifest it for us now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Help us, God, and keep us in your secret place, God. Lord, keep us from the enemy, oh God. Jesus, some of us before you, we are broken, oh God. And so, Father God, we are so glad that you accept our brokenness. You accept everything about us, oh Lord. You accept, Lord, the spoken prayers. And those that are unspoken, oh God, you know all about them, oh God. And so when you can come to your God and you can leave our prayers, God, our situations to you, God. And Jesus, we know that we'll be satisfied, oh God, because you know what is best for your people, God. Continue, Jesus, watch over, Lord Jesus, even President, oh God, and watch over those, God, who you set over us, God. Watch over them, oh God. Lord Jesus, let them have the knowledge of how Jesus to run these countries, oh God, in the right way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We just bless your name, oh God. Oh God, build us up where we are torn down, oh God. Give us hope, God, when we feel hopeless, in the name of Jesus. Help your people, Jesus, to cast your burden at your feet, oh God. Help us, God, to press our way and not to give up, oh God. God, you decree and declare on this day, oh God. And Father God, you'll take us out, help your people come out of the grave, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, let us speak life into every dead situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray and today, God, that as you continue, oh God, to give us endurance, to help us to endure each day, I pray, God, and I decree and declare, Lord Jesus, victory over every situation in our lives, Jesus. Lord, I pray as I come before you today, oh God. I pray, oh God, that a prayer will come before you, oh Jesus, a sweet incense. I pray, oh God, that it will come before you, oh God, as a sweet aroma, oh God. I pray, oh God, that there will be effectiveness in my prayer unto thee, O God. I pray, God, and Lord Jesus, when I pray, God, that my prayers, O God, will bring healing to the nation, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that my prayer, O God, will draw souls unto you, our prayers, O God. Our intercessors' prayers, O God, will draw souls unto you. And that they will all be effective, God, in the name of Jesus. Would you help us, God, to stand the wall and help us not to give up as I seal my prayer with the blood of Jesus and I ask everything in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, Father. We praise you, Father. We lift you up on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, God, for allowing us to see this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your mercy, Father God, that was renewed on this morning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for life and life more abundantly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we are yet amongst the living, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, somebody close their eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A moment ago, a second ago, in the midnight hour, to open them no more on this side, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But you kept us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You had your mighty hand upon us, Father God, even as we slumbered last night, even as we slept last night, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you said, little boys and little girls, arise on this morning, Father God. And we arose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The devil had to flee, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We planted our feet on the ground. So we give you praise and we give you glory for your loving kindness and your tender mercies in our lives, Father God. We come thanking you, God, for each and everything that you have done for us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The things that you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those things that you're working on behind the scenes, oh God, that we know nothing about, Father God. We thank you in advance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just thank you, God, even for this line today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for yet another prayer call, Father God, on this prophetic line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that are on the line, those that have come to the line, those that desired to come on but weren't able to for whatever reason, Father God, we pray, Father God, right now that you're moving by your Spirit for each and every person, Father God, and meeting each and every person at their very point of need, Father God, because you know, Father God, all that we have need of, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you are our Jehovah Jireh, our supplier, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God, that you're Jehovah Nisi, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Our victory banner, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are the great I am. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you that you are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you are ever Father to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're concerned about those things that concern us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you that you're so mindful of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we're able to come to you, Father God, and cast our concerns and our cares upon you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the intercessors that have gone forth thus far, Father God. Restore back the virtue, Father God, that they poured out, Father God. Pour down a fresh and new anointing upon their life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, breathe a refreshing breath upon them, Father God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Move on those petitions and prayers that they have sent up for your people, Father God, and those petitions and prayers that they sent up for themselves and their families, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. And Father God, we pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and ask that you will forgive us of every sin on today, Father God, every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every thought, Father God, glory, hallelujah, did not line up with your word, every action, every deed, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we pray right now that you will create in us a clean heart and a right spirit within, and let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And Father God, hallelujah, we pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, as we put on, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the whole armor right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, if we gird our waist right now, Father God, with the belt of truth, oh God, glory, hallelujah. We put on the breastplate of righteousness right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pick up our shield of faith, Father God, that will quench every fiery dart of the enemy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we put on the helmet of salvation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We pick up our sword, oh God. Hallelujah. The sword of the Spirit, Father God, which is your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give you praise and we give you glory for equipping us, Father God, with the whole armor as we go in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And root out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And destroy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The wiles of the enemy, the works of the enemy against your people on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we stand in on your word today, Father God, in Ephesians 6 and 16, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, as we release faith over this line today and over your people all over the world, Father God. And it says, in all circumstances, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, the shield of faith, pick up the shield of faith, hallelujah, which quenches, which can extinguish all the fiery darts, the flaming darts of the enemy, of the evil one, oh God, glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, for our shield today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we stand on your word in Hebrews 11 and 6 and says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah, release the faith over us today, Father God. Catapult our faith, Father God, to new dimensions in you today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let our faith go beyond, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even that mustard seed faith that moves mountains, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. So that, hallelujah, we will see your hand move mightily for us in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. And Father God, we stand on your word in Jeremiah 29 and 11, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We release hope over this line and over your people everywhere. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you because of the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope. So we thank you, God, that our hope will not be deferred in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that as we hope in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we shall see a quick manifestation of all you promised us, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, we stand and release your peace over this line today, Father God. We stand on your word of Isaiah 26 and 3, and it says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that as our minds stay on you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, there'll be peace all around us, Father God, no matter what's going on in our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even when things are uncertain, Father God, there shall be peace all around us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we keep our minds stayed on you, even when things are topsy-turvy and turned upside down. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and all hell is breaking loose from every angle and every side, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we keep our mind stayed on you, Father God, you shall keep us in perfect peace, Father God, because it's your peace, Father God, that surpasses all manners of understanding, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, your peace, oh, God, quiets every storm, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every tsunami, oh, God, every hurricane, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, every tornado, every wind. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, your peace, oh, God, calms us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, help us, Father God, to keep our minds on you today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the days ahead, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, we stand right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, we release life, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to those that are hopeless, Father God, to those that are, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, contemplating suicide in the mind, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up the works of the enemy that have kind of will come to try to steal, oh, God, and snuff out their lives, Father God, because you said in your word, Father God, in John 10 and 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life, hallelujah, and have it more abundantly, Father God, so we thank you, God, for that abundant life, Father God, glory, hallelujah, being released upon your people today, Father God, that life that you desire for each and every one of your children to live, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, so we thank you for life, oh, God, and life more abundantly on today, Father God, and we bless your holy name, oh, God, and we stand, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on your word, Father God, it's on 108 and 13, and we release your victory over the line today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And it says, with God we shall do valiantly. Hallelujah. It is he who will tread down our foes. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And give us the victory, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So we just thank you, God, hallelujah, that every bit of destruction is bound up, Father God, that destruction that lays waste at noonday, Father God, that is sent out against your people, Father God, their families, Father God, their colleagues, Father God, glory, hallelujah, their places of employment, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, the businesses, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the governmental businesses, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah,
Oh, God, the schools, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the colleges and universities, oh, God, the preschools, Father, the daycares, Father, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father, God, hallelujah, the high schools, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the middle schools, oh, God, glory to your name, Father, God, the grade schools, Father, God, glory to your name, Father, God, hallelujah, every single university, Father, God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up right now, oh, God, hallelujah, that destruction. We reach up right now and intercept every fiery dart and cast it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Destruction, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Sit at the cars on the roadway, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, all ground transportation, Father God. The buses and the trains, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind it up right now, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. The motorcycles, the bicycles, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up that destruction, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The destruction has been sent at the pedestrians. Walking, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God, for your angelic host that have been dispatched, Father God, heaven's angelic army that has been dispatched right now, Father God, to go in war, Father God, glory, hallelujah, with Satan and his demons, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we give you the praise and we give you the glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as we stand on your word, Father God, in Revelation 20:10, and it says, the devil that deceived him was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented forever and ever, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, we bind it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, everything that's not like you, Father God, every trick and every trap, every point, every plot, every plan of the enemy, every opposing force against your people on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up, Father God, that chanting spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we send it back to the pit of hell, oh God, we bind up the whisper today, Father God, we send it back to the pit of hell, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind it up right now, Father God, the soothsayer spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we send it back to the pit of hell right now, oh God, and we're giving you praise, we're giving you glory, hallelujah, oh God, for binding up that medicine, man, and we send it back to the pit of hell right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up Wicca, oh God, and witchcraft today, Father God, we bind up the warlock spirit, the witch spirit, Father God, the wizard spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we send it back to the pit of hell, oh God, and we thank you for your word, Father God, in Exodus 22:18, it says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory on today, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, for victory for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every bit of demonic surveillance, Father God, we cancel it today and cast it back into the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Every curse, every spell, every incantation, we cast it today right now into the pit of hell, oh, God. And we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory right now that every chain and every shackle, every fetter, oh, God, is being loosed right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that you're freeing your people today, Father God. You're freeing the minds, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give you the praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that your people, Father God, are coming out of their stupor, Father God. The scales are falling off the eyes today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and they're having a new awareness, oh, God, of who you are, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and who they are in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, that purpose, oh, God, hallelujah, is being poured upon your people today, Father God, and they shall walk in the divine purpose that you have driven for their life, that you are destined for their life, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that no destiny shall be cut short on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but we speak life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and purpose today, Father God, over your people, Father God. And we're giving you praise, and we're giving you glory, and we're giving you the honor today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Those mind-binding spirits today, Father God, of confusion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up fear, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Fear of man, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, fear of success, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. But Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that everything you called us to, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We will step out boldly, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and walk there in it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the witty inventions that you've downloaded right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the new business ideas, Father God, that you're placing in the minds of your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the entrepreneurship, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that it's you. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that Hallelujah. Help us to get wealth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you for increase, oh God, today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you for wealth portals, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Being open right now over top of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that everything is in your people. He got to give it back right now. Oh, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. I said, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. You got to cough up everything you stole from God's people. You got to up it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus is against your neck. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For moving right now. Oh, God, like a mighty rushing wind, Father God. I thank you, God, that the winds of change are blowing over your people right now, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lenders and not the borrow in this hour, Father God. And I give you the glory. I give you the praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you already sorted the wealth of the wicked from the righteous. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that everything, oh, God, that you promised us, Father God, is attainable right now, Father God. Everything, oh, God, is, oh, God, hallelujah, is accessible right now, Father God. I thank you for open, oh, God, access, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to all the things that you promised us, every single promise, even those promises from down way back when, Father God, down through the years, Father God. I thank you, God, for bringing them to fruition right now in the swift and quick manifestation in this very hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, are we giving you praise? We're giving you glory. Oh, God, and we thank you, God. Hallelujah, for all that you're doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, right now. We're shifting this very atmosphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as you shift, Father God, let us shift with you, Father God. Even as you move, Father God, let us move with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, give us the strength today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, give us stamina, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we canceling all battle fatigue. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Stand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And not throw in the towel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To not come weary and willing in this hour, Father God. To keep on pressing on, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. And we just giving you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every person, Father God. Under the sound of my voice, Father God. Oh, God, for meeting their point of need today, Father God. You know what they need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and put us in remembrance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the battle don't belong to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, but it belongs to you. All we need to, Father God, is to praise you, Father God. All we need to is to worship you in spirit and truth in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In all things, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We'll work together for us, oh, God, because we love you, Father God. And we are the called according to your purpose, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we just bless and praise you, Father God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers of petition has already fell back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're giving you glory on today. We're giving you praise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Defeat, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Because we're victorious in you, Father God. We bind it up, frustration, discouragement today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And we thank you, God, that all is well. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. All is well in every area of our lives, Father God. And we bless your holy name. And it is so. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, your children come before your throne today, oh God, to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory which is already thine. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you shine the spotlight of heaven upon us right now. Oh God, if you find anything that's not like it, remove it right now. Replace it with your love, oh God. But we come collectively and individually, oh God, to thank you for watching over us through the night, oh God, for keeping us safe. Don't let any hurt, harm, or danger befall. We thank you, oh God. We don't thank enough right now, Father, but we praise your name because you breathed the breath of life into us this morning. As God, you started us on our way and closed in our right mind with the use of activities of our life. We thank you for it this morning. We thank you, oh God, for being our God, for being our Savior, for being our healer, our protector, for our provider, for being our physician, oh God, in the sick room, for being our lawyer in the courtroom. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us, oh God. We thank you for always being near, Father. We thank you, oh God. We love you today. Oh, God, we thank you for loving us, even when we don't love ourselves. God, we bless your name. And, Father, now we ask that you watch over, oh, God, and protect our overseer. Look over his family, oh, God, especially his mother. Raise her up right now, oh, God. Send a word right now that will heal her body, oh, God, and raise her up, oh, God. His father, his earthly father right now, oh, God. Release the stress from his shoulders, Father. Remember his children, his grandchildren, his siblings. Oh, God, remember them in a special way today, Father. And I thank you, oh, God, for all of the intercessors that have gone before me, oh, God. And we bind the hand of Satan to come, oh, God, to disrupt, to interrupt, to sidetrack, to derail the prayers that have gone before your throne. We thank you, oh, God, for what you've done, for what you're doing, and what you're going to do for us. We put your name right now for watching over your children, oh, God, on the four corners of the world. God, we ask that you fortify us, oh, God. Let us be the tree planted by the water that cannot be removed. Oh, God, prepare us, oh, God, because there's a storm on the horizon, and it's coming this way, oh, God. We want to be anchored in you, Jesus. We don't want to be tossed to it, so we want to be steadfast. You, oh, God. Continue to let us look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you that made the heaven and earth. Oh, God, all power lies in your hand. And we thank you today, oh, God, for the power that you've entrusted in us. You've given us death, and life is in the power of the tongue. And we thank you for it, Father. You told us, oh, God, if we put on the whole armor of God, that we will be more than conquerors. I thank you for it, Father. Let us go forth right now, oh, God, and face the enemy, oh, God, and take back what he has stole from us in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask that you go to and fro, oh, God, into the prison cells, into the hospital rooms, into the nursing homes and mental institutions, oh, God. Show out right now, Father. Let your power and your presence be known. There is no mistake that God visited us today, the true and living God. Send a word that now, Father, to those who have become complacent and lackadaisical, whose love has waxed cold. Father, send your word that now that will prick their hearts, take the scales from their eyes. They may see the error of their ways and turn and repent, oh, God. And you will hear from heaven and heal our land. Remember those, oh, God, the first responders, the firemen, the policemen, the nurses, and the medical staff, oh, God, and those, oh, God, that are serving in uniform in foreign countries. Remember them in a special way today, oh, God. Remember their families, oh, God. Provide for them, oh, God. And as the seasons change, oh, God, remember those that are homeless, those that are hungry, oh, God. Those that are, oh, God, homeless, bring them inside, oh, God. Those that are naked, clothe them, Father. Those that are hungry, feed them, oh, God. But we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you use us so we can be the vessels that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Use us, oh, God. We want to be, oh, God, pleasing in your sight. We want to be as David was unto you, men and women after your own heart. We want to have the faith and trust in you as Job, oh, God. But we need you, oh, God, because we are weak, but thou art strong. Help us today, oh, God. And for your new last and evil days, let us not take down, but let us move forward, oh, God. Remember our government in this country, oh, God, the White House and Congress. Remember them, oh, God. Have mercy upon them right now, Father. And have your way, oh, God, and let us be receptive, oh, God, to your will. And that will be done. But, oh, God, bring this nation back to the point where it was, where we believe what we put on our money. In God we trust. We need to get back to that point. But God would, oh, Father, we need you to do it. We can't do it, but only you can, oh, God. And the Father, look on all the virtual members and the covenant partners, wherever they may be, oh, God. Strengthen them. Provide for them, Father, as they go into the vineyard, oh, God. Fulfill your will and the purpose that you've assigned to their name, to their hand. We need you, God. We need you as never before. Stir us up for you, God. Let us lean on our own understanding, but let us stand on your word, because all of the ground is sinking sand. We bless your name today, Father, because you have protected us. You have watched over us. You have watched over our children. And your word said, you've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. God, we thank you. There's a lot of people that's in worse shape, but God, you have spared us. And remember those, oh God, that are in areas that have been decimated by storms and fire. Remember them, oh God. Have mercy upon them. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for this moment you've allowed us to come before your throne. We thank you, oh God, for dispatching your angels to answer our request. You said we have not, but we ask not. Oh God, we'll come collectively today, oh God. But you said, ask and it shall be given, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. We need you, Father. And we thank you for being our God. We thank you. Time is you allotted us to come before your throne. We just bless your name, God. And those, Father, who are grieving today, either from losing loved ones, from violence or illness, God, we ask that you draw close to them. Let them feel your love. Lift the burdens off of their shoulders right now, oh God. But let them understand, Father, that it wasn't them that did it, but it was you. It was you. And we bless you, Father. But help us go forward, oh God. Order our steps and bridle our tongue, oh God. And let us collectively, oh God, be the light upon the hill that cannot be hid. And as we please you, God, let us undergird the man of God, oh Father, and follow him as he follows you, Father. Oh God, we want to be more like you. And when those who do not want to hear your name or don't even care about you, they look at us, they see you. And as you move through this family, oh God, and as you have joined together, in the name of Jesus, that you remove all backbiting, all lies, all deception, all pitfalls right now, oh God, and bind us together, because you said in your word, whatever we bind on earth, you will bind it in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, you will loose in heaven. I lose love for your people today, oh God. Oneness for your people right now, oh God. Trust, oh God. Let us abide in your word, and your word abide in us, oh God, because if we do so, we can ask whatever we will. And you will grant. We love you today, Father. We want to be obedient children. We want to fulfill the purpose and the will that you have for us. Never leave us, Father. Never leave us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, remember those that I failed to call by name. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know the situation that they're in. But I ask that you intervene right now. Right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I decree and declare it so, because you're not a man that you should lie, nor the Son of Man that you need to repent. You watch over your word to see to it and perform what you said. You never send your word out and it return unto you, Lord, because you hold your word in high esteem in your name. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will stand forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing us today. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless all the intercessors, oh God, the evangelists, the prophets, the apostles. Oh God, those that are calling our Father, bless those, oh God. Strengthen them. Make a way out of no way. Continue to order their steps, oh God. Pour out your spirit upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And it is so. We decree and declare, done right now, in the mighty matchless name of your Son, our elder brother Jesus Christ. It is so, and we say amen. And thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today, Lord, standing in agreement with the voices and the frequency of the men and women of God, Lord Jesus, that you have called gap standards. God, you said in your word in the book of Psalms 133, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. God, we thank you for the power of unity. It's like an oil that ran down into Aaron's beard, even down into his skirt, God, as the harmony, as the sound of the voice of your lineage through Aaron's beard. Father, we thank you right now for the priestly frequency that you have mandated and loose to the men and women of God even now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for everything coming into alignment with your word concerning prayer, even now, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in the book of Jeremiah 1 and 12, you asked Jeremiah, what is it that he sees? He said he sees the rod of an almond tree. And he said, you have told him he's seen well. And verse 12, he said, you told him you were hastening your word to perform it. Father, we thank you for the word of God having total authority and free course in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the movement of the water. We thank you for the seasons that you have brought us into. You said in 1 Timothy 2 and 1 that you exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead and live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. Father, we thank you right now that you're touching the governmental officials throughout the United States and the world in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. You also said in your word, when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. So on today, God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the transition in the political realm of the United States, God. You move by your power, God, right now over the office of the President of the United States, God, and the Vice President of the United States, God, and the Secretary of United States, God, and the Housing and Urban Development, the Department of Defense, the Department of Interior, the Department of Defense, God, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Labor, the Department of Education. Father, move over these departments even now in the name of Jesus. God, move over the Attorney General, God. Move over that individual. Move, Lord, to the, over the Secretary, the Chief of Staff, and the Office of the President in the, of the United States in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, God, in the Labor Department in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the powerful presence of your glory over them in the name of Jesus. God, move over the other cabinets that are in existence through the office of the president in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power right now over the United States Senate and all 100 senators, God. Two of them that's representing each state in the name of Jesus. Move by your power over them, in them, and through them, God. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free in those offices, God. We bind, rebuke, renounce, and denounce every satanic, demonic force that operates through industries and special interest groups, God, that pay those men and women of God for favor. We bind, rebuke, and denounce demonic hidden things that come through these special interest groups, God, for support and team and hidden things
and laws, rules, and regulations, and amendments, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you turn the hand of the captivity of the enemy around in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that the keen heart is in the hand of you, God, and you turn it whichever way you desire, and the river turn it. You turn it whichever way you desire. And God, so we decree and declare your word right now in the name of Jesus. Over the governmental entities, God, move by your power now, God, over the United States Congress and all 435 congressional offices that represent the United States of America in the name of Jesus. God, move in those districts, God. Moving those communities and neighborhoods and cities and towns, God, over the rules, regulations, and laws and amendments that are made, God, by special interest group, God, and those committees and subcommittees in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare your powerful word over our land and over our cities, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up and denounce the hand of satanic forces that have been sent through the demonic spirit realm, Lord, of demonic principality that come through secret society, God, mainstream media, God, in the name of Jesus, by way of narrative that open up and fight the presence of morality of the family unit, God, with genderism, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now by the power and authority of your word, God, that you move swiftly right now over the Senate and over Congress, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare that you're overturning every diabolical spirit, God, that the enemy have sent in against the educational systems of the world, that have been sent in against the children, the little baby, God, against morality, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we overrule every diabolical assignment that have been sent down, God, to cause confusion in the mind of the people, the mind of the people that are weak, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the economic collapse and economic collide that's coming against the world, God. We're binding up demonic spirit that have came through the infrastructure of health and human service, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would turn things around, God, through the Food and Drug Administration, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move over the FBI department. God, move over the CIA, God. Move by your power over them, in them, and through them, God. We state the hand of the enemy right now. Satan, the Lord not rebuke you. We bind up the hidden things. We bind up issues that have been sent down through neighborhoods and community, God, to incite events and riots and drunkenness in cities and towns in the name of Jesus. We're binding up the hand of the enemy right now. Satan, the Lord not rebuke you. We overrule every diabolical intent that comes from situation rooms. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of war and rumors of war, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're pulling down the assignment of the hand of the enemy, God, that have been linked to issues and linked to secret societies, linked to perverted interests, linked to perverted companies and corporations, LGBT movement. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus. We come against blood sacrifice, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against bestiality. We come against pedophilia. We're binding the hand of the enemy up now. In the name of Jesus, and we come against demonic spirits that operate through pharmaceutical industry corporations and businesses, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're pulling down demonic business, a corporation that are set up in cities and towns and states to lock prisons up, people in prison, God, the prison systems, Lord, pipeline from school to prison. We bind up the hand of the enemy, God, every trap that's been set for 2022, God. We overrule every diabolical intent, God. We come against the assassin spirit, God, that have been sent down through the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We overrule your intent in this nation and in this community. We speak and decree and declare to the winds of the south and the winds of the east and the winds of the west and the winds of the north. God, send an Arachladon wind from your angelic reinforcement, God. And we call a shift in atmosphere. We call shift in tokenosphere. We call shift in bio. Ethiopia, in Lithuania, in Ethiopia. We call a shift in the precipitation of the land, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up water witches. We come against the strong man from the marine realm, God. We overrule every diabolical spirit that have been sent from the Pacific coast to the East coast to the Mediterranean coast to the Gulf coast. In the name of Jesus, we bind up demonic spirits, God, that have been sent down to different orders. In the name of Jesus, when the Lord not rebuke you, we're pulling down the spirit of Baal. We're pulling down the spirit of Nimrod. We come against that ancient mystery and that demonic spirit, and we loose the Ancient of Days over that demonic spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, as Daniel prayed 21 days, and he had a delay with the spirit of the prince of Persia, whatever demonic principality, power, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, we send the wind now in the name of Jesus over those entities, over those realms, over those corners of the earth realm. In the name of Jesus, we drive it out. We counsel out the assignment. In the name of Jesus, we're pulling down lands. We're coming against wizardry. We're binding up voodoo spirit. We're coming against puppetry spirit. And we're binding it up in the name of Jesus. We come against mimicking spirit, chanting spirit, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We come against the voodoo realm, and we're pulling down the demonic spirit of warlocks and witches, in the name of Jesus. We come against the pan spirit that operates through forestry. We bind up the pan spirit. We bind up the realm of the pan spirit, the pan goddess. The Lord God rebuke you. We overrule your demonic forces, your forces in the earth, your forces in nature. We overrule your intent in the name of Jesus, and we take your spirit and we drive it out. We come against the back spirit. We come against the whispering spirit. We come against it now. We come against the scorpion spirit. In the name of Jesus, we come against the strange woman. We're binding up the spirit of Jezebel, and we come against the spirit of Elijah. We come against the strong man of Ahab, and we're binding up that spirit in the name of Jesus, and we're grabbing out controlling spirit, witchcraft from pew, and we're binding up the witchcraft spirit from pews that want to control leadership and manipulate leadership and deceive leadership. We come against gossiping spirit, spirit that's sowing discord. We're binding up in the name of Jesus, and we're grabbing out that spirit. We're grabbing out that deceptive spirit. Strong man, we're binding up through telecommunications, through the FCC. We're binding up in the name of Jesus. We're driving out forces that have been sent through chemicals, chemtrails, chemicals in food, chemicals in water. We're binding up in the name of Jesus, and we command breakthroughs and deliverance for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're standing on your word. Breakthrough now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that ministry will be successful. Men and women of God will prosper in their ministry, in the work of the ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, let your healing power go. Let a fresh wind blow into hospital facility. Heal the body. Heal their body. Heal their spirit. Send the word, God. As you said, by way of the centurion man, when he saw Jesus come into the city, he said, speak the word only. My servant is at home, sick and grievously tormented. God, we send the word, God. We send the word to sickness. We send the word to infirmity. We send the word to cancer. We send the word to high blood pressure, low blood pressure. We send the word to sugar diabetes. We send the word to brokenness. We send the word to AIDS. We send the word to gonorrhea. We send the word to syphilis. We send the word, God. We send the word to mental illness. We send the word to bipolar. We send the word to schizophrenia. We send the word to the lunatic spirit. We send the word, God. We send the word to sarcoidosis. We send the word, God. We send the word to chemical imbalances in female bodies. We send the word to chemical imbalances in the male body. We send the word to the spirit of impotency. We send the word, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we send the word, God. We send the word to gangrene. We send the word to heart disease. We send the word to lung disease. We send the word to thyroid myalgia. We send the word, God. We send the word, God, to bone disease. bone disease. We send the word, God. We send the word to vertigo. In the name of Jesus, we send the word to back orders, back issues, God. We send the word, God, right now, to the imbalances in the body, God. We send the word, God. Let your power overtake now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we cast the devil out of the mind, and we command the mind to light up. We send the word for the cerebellum and the cerebrum and the central nervous system. Those that are suffering with short-term memory, we send the word, God, to the short-term memory. We send the word to long-term memory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we send the word, God. Let your word have power. Let your word have authority. And you said in Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled to heaven. We send the word, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we send the word, God, to that issue. We send the word, God, right now, God. We bind up the death spirit. Death spirit, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind up premature death in the name of Jesus. We come against that suicidal thought, homicidal thought. We send the word right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we send the word, God, and we command the word now. We decree and declare the word to go forth. We decree and declare the word to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, in Psalm 55:11, your word goeth forth out of your mouth, and it would not return unto you void, but it would accomplish that which is pleased. It will prosper in the things there through your sending. God, we decree and declare your word, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak to the spirit of poverty. I speak to the spirit of laziness. I speak to the spirit of low self-esteem. I speak to the spirit of rejection. I speak to the spirit of bitterness. I speak to the spirit of unforgiveness. And I drive those spirits out. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the spirit of insecurity. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the hand of the enemy controlling people's minds to have them gossiping and lying. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the lying spirit. In the name of Jesus, we come against the strong man that operates in the mind of the people, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak to blood disease, every blood disorder, blood disease, God, blood clots in the body, God. In the name of Jesus, blood clots in the heart, God. Blood clots in the stream, God. Coincide the glucose level. Touch that person that's dealing with diabetes. Diabetes, the Lord God rebuke you. Type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Here we take authority now over that spirit of the Osha. Coming in the answer. God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We driving it out. We cast that devil out. In the name of Jesus, we speak to communities and neighborhoods and regions where demonic spirit is, where the murdering spirit is. In the name of Jesus, I bind up murdering spirit. I bind up murdering thoughts. In the name of Jesus, we overrule every diabolical spirit. In the name of Jesus, death, the Lord God rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, I drive back the assignment. I cast the devil out. Lucifer, the little host shot. The word of the Lord God said, you were cast out of heaven, and there was no place found for you. There is no perplex in the spiritual dimension realm, to which God has ordered. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I bind up the seat that you sit in, Satan. That the word of the Lord God said in Revelation, where the seat where you're dwelling, I overrule your dwelling places. I overrule your dwelling realms in the name of Jesus. And I command you to back up. God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now that we're taking back territory, we're taking back community, we're taking back family, we're taking back the morality, we're taking back the innocence of our family member, loved ones. In the name of Jesus, 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 Father, we thank you for it right now. And we decree and declare it is already done in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak and decree and declare to every economic climate that the enemy have been sitting. I come against demonic bait set. I come against demonic forces that were set bait for men of God, women of God, ministry. I drive out bait setters. And I come against the jugglers in the name of Jesus. And I drive out the juggling spirits and bait setters in the mighty name of Jesus. And I counsel out your assignment, your traps that you have set in the name of Jesus. I come against Prince of Persia, demonic activity. I send veto notice to every hijacking spirit in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. And I drive you out in the mighty name of Jesus. And I overrule your intent in the mighty name of Jesus. I drive out the heathen realm. And I come against the heathen spirit in the name of Jesus. And I come against the false spirit that I've been sent through heathen realm in the name of Jesus. And God, we counsel out the indictment of the hand of the enemy. And we decree and declare your power and your presence. And Father, we thank you for it now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for divine connection. Divine connection. We thank you for divine connections in this season. Not only a season, but in this hour, divine connection. This self-same hour, divine connection right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the divine connection. In the name of Jesus. Relationship, divine connection. Marriages that will come to pass, divine connection. In the name of Jesus. Not no she or he. Man, woman. Woman, man. Divine connection in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of compromise. We bind up the spirit of compromise in the name of Jesus. We overrule the intent in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Glory and honor. And now by the power of God, by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Bless the Lord unto that. Hallelujah. And it is so. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Intercessors, pray warriors and kingdom leaders. We bless the Lord today. Those who prayed. Thank you for your consistency, stability, and your strength to pray. And in the gap. For others on this day, we bless the Lord for you all. We thanking God for the mighty things that he's doing. The word of the Lord God says, they that know their God will do great exploits. And if your ways please the Lord, your enemy must have peace with you. And that's why a lot of my disappointments, but they have to have peace with you because your ways is pleasing the Lord. And thanking God for what the Lord is doing and how he's doing for each and every one of us on this day. All right. If anyone, the prayer warrior, the prayer intercessor, would like to release a word from the Lord, whether it's word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, or a prophetic word or interpretation of tongues, I want to give you an opportunity to do that. Once again, as I said on Monday night, I don't tarry long any longer. So if the Lord gave you something for us, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. What you do is hit *6 on your phone and come in. Those are the intercessors and the prayer warriors. Those who prayed, if the Lord gave you something for us, we want to give you an opportunity to do that now. Anybody gave you anything to release? If the Lord gave you something for us, amen. You can come in at this time. At this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Matthew, God,
bless everyone on the line today.
Bless
and the Lord says to tell the people to stand in the day of adversity. He said, keep fighting the good fight of faith. He said, stay on the winning team. Then he said, keep your hands clean and your feet clean. He said, don't step in the mess, but just keep on pressing. He said, cleanse your lips, speaking evil and speaking lies against people. He said, the evil you speak and the lies you tell will come back to bite you in this hour, because we're in the reaping season right now. So if you sow evil, you're going to reap evil. If you sow goodness and kindness, you're going to reap goodness and kindness. He said, a bountiful blessing of goodness and kindness will you reap if you've sown goodness and kindness. Amen. And then he said also, he said to pray for one another. Don't pray against one another in this hour, but to stand together as his children and work together and walk in love towards one another. Amen. God bless you all today. Love you much.
Amen. God bless you too. Love you too, woman of God. Thank you for releasing that and sharing that with us. We appreciate you. The releases that the Lord has given you for those that are on. Amen. Anyone else? All right. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Administrator Richard Bryan.
God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. If you will do me a favor, bring our commercial in. We'll come back and open up the floor for those who are listening in. If the Lord gave you all something for us, whether word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, prophetic word or interpretation, I'm going to give you a few minutes to gather your thoughts and your words together and then come back. And we're going to have a commercial, and we're going to come right back after the commercial.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless the people of God covering yourself accordingly to those announcements and events and services that are coming up. We bless the Lord for you all that are joining us. Don't forget Monday, Tuesday, 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern, and 3 a.m. on the West Coast. We're on the conference line with Great Kingdom Leaders ministering the word of the Lord God. Every Thursday, every Wednesday evening at this time, we have our intercessors and prayer warriors come forth. Every first and third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, I'll be teaching and sharing the word of the Lord God. And every first and third Monday. I mean, every person prays Friday. Every person prays Saturday. We have great kingdom leaders coming forth, and the Color in the Woods, and the Virginia team of Apostle Maurice and Dr. Virginia Simmons. Great kingdom leaders that are coming on, sharing and laying the kingdom word of God for the lives of God people. And we thank those great kingdom leaders for their commitment. Every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, we are on our Blog Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 6 a.m. in the, or 5 a.m. in the West Coast. You can join us at Blog Talk. Then at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time, and 5:30 in the West Coast, you can join us on Facebook Live for a word from the Lord based upon the time and the schedule of the prayer time there, and be blessed by the word of the Lord God. You can join us in any of our Sunday services at 11 a.m. at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We love to have you in the building and in place. We also do that Facebook Live Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m., and I think you're ready. We'll be teaching and ministering the word of the Lord God. We've been in the series called It's Time to Graduate. They've been blessing people locally and globally around the United States and the world. And we thank God in advance. Join any of those kingdom leaders that they minister the word of the Lord God via Facebook Live as well. The Restoration Truth Ministry, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central, they're doing their Facebook Live. You can go over to their page and watch the man of God minister the word from the Lord. You can also join Colleen Wilkes, where she talks share on Sunday morning, Sunday school. You can join her and be blessed by the word of the Lord God. She's a great kingdom leader that is sharing and blessing the word of the Lord God. Soon we're going to have our good friend, Evangelist Gwen Gary, should be sharing and teaching and promoting her book that will bless many of the people of God's lives. Amen. All right, now we're opening up the line for men and women of God who are listening in. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a prophetic word, if you have interpretation of the language that was spoken, and you want to release that at this time, we want to give you an opportunity at this very moment to release what the Lord has given you for us right now. The floor is open to come in. Hit star 6 on your phone and come in. If you're on the Blog Talk Radio side, hit 1 on your dial and we'll bring you in as well. So that anyone that would like to release a word or release what God has given us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Most High Elohim, bless you, Prophet Matthews, and bless all that's on the line. This is Sister Donna. The word, the Most High Elohim had given me this word some time ago, but he also brought it back today as you were praying and as some of the others were praying as well. The Most High Elohim, he is stirring up the gifts. And he's not just stirring up these gifts, but these gifts are anointed. Because many operate in gifts, but it's the anointing that's on these gifts, and he's taking them to a different dimension in him, these gifts. And those gifts are the gift, which is the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. He's stirring up and increasing the gift of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, the gift of prophecy, the gift of discerning of spirits. He's giving the diverse kinds of tongues, and he's stirring up the gift and the interpretation of tongues. So this is what the Most High God spoke to my spirit pertaining to the gift that he's stirring up in his people but they are going to be, these gifts are going to be anointed. The gifts, like the gifts of healing, laying on of hands. We're getting ready to see a powerful move of the Most High God, that he's going to use different ones to operate in these gifts. Not just one gift, so many will operate in many gifts. So this is what he put in my spirit. And I just wanted to share that. The Most High Elohim bless you all. And it's anointed. These gifts are going to be so powerful and anointed that he's using in this hour. And even when you were praying, you said something about the gifts of knowledge, the gifts of wisdom. So this is what he had me to speak. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Donna. Thank you so much for being here today with us and sharing that with the people of God today. Amen. We honor the Lord for your sensitivity to the Spirit and the things of God. Amen. Anyone else the Lord has given a word for us? Anyone else?
Phenomenal afternoon, Prophet, and all on the line, Administrator Bryan, and all other kingdom leaders. Yesterday, the Lord, I'm sorry, this is Prophetess Tina for those that don't know, like Tina. But the Lord gave me this date, 11-22-2022. He gave it to me first. He said, pay attention. He gave it to me on the 3rd, and then Monday, he brought it back to me and said, remember this date, 11-22-2022. When I went and looked it up, it dealt with the death of JFK, death also, too, and it had a lot of other governmental things that took place on that date. And then this morning, he gave me the scripture, Obadiah 1:15, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen, and as thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thy own head. So this is confirming what Prophetess Tracy was saying, that this is a testing time for a lot of believers. The first wave of the test was when COVID hit. Now the second wave that's getting ready to come would be another testing. What's going on is a filtering of those who are really standing on the word of God and really know who he is and how we are to stand. So the first one was dealing with our faith. The second one is going to be dealing with our stand and our posture. So we have to stay focused and posture to God and stand on his word. Don't waver. Don't go outside of it. Be in your lane. Don't try and copy and sound like nobody else. We have to stay rooted in the word of God, and that is the word of the Lord. God bless you all.
Amen. Bless you, Prophetess, in your life. I'm telling you, thank you. And honor God, we appreciate you releasing that to us, especially the time, the dates, when God is doing the dates and double dates. Those are very important. And we thank God for your obedience, because those dates are very historical in many ways. Many historical things happen during that time, as you expound on John F. Kennedy passed, the Mayor Harold Washington passed on that date in 1987. He was the first black mayor of the city of Chicago, a very powerful mayor of Chicago. Of that kind, and there are other distinguished leaders and people who left during that transitional time of the year and month. So that's very, very powerful that the Lord would speak to you concerning these things, especially when there's so much going on in the land around us from a governmental perspective and a governmental place. So I just perceive that in this time, that date is very strategic for something that will probably eventually happen. And we as believers, when we receive a prophetic word of that magnitude from a mouthpiece of the kingdom of God, we have to take those words and govern ourselves accordingly as it relates to the word that came, whether it's the word of knowledge, or the word in the dream realm. due to so many people hearing false, the illegal herb, and the less good be greater and greater, we as believers must be able to keep ourselves tuned to the presence and the spirit of the Lord. Without him, we cannot make it. Only with him, we're able to survive. And we thank God today for what the Lord is doing, what he's releasing, and how he's allowing us to be able to understand the encryption of codes and secret things being revealed to us that wouldn't ordinarily be revealed due to the narrative of the world and hidden society that wants to erase the mind, will, and thought of the people. Because there's so many people in the land, the enemy is getting in your sound and erasing your mind from remembering how God brought you out and delivered you, the prophetic word of God, a short-term memory, long-term memory. The enemy is playing totally for the teacher. He's not bending. He's not turning to the right, but turning to the left. He's maintaining that stick or that stigma that was told and given to him at that particular time. So we thank the Lord for the woman of God being able to release that to us on today and the other worlds that were released as well on today. Amen. Anyone else today that would like to release what God has given them for the body and for those that are listening in? Okay. Well, we bless the Lord. Minister to Rita Bryant, any announcements over there, any final words over there from you, Minister to Bryant, or anything, any words from the chat room?
God bless you, man of God. We do welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room, even the new countries that are listening in the chat room on today. And also, please, if you will, keep in mind, it's a brand new month, if you will. Keep in mind that the third Sunday in every month is a love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at www.werestoretheletteryou.org. You can cash app at @RFPIM. You can veil at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Amen. God bless you too, Administrator Lisa Bryant. And thank God for what was released and shared through the prophetic round on today and the prayer warrior. If you desire to be to sow a seed into the local ministry, you could do that over there if you want to. If you desire to sow that seed into the ministry and be a blessing, you can do that via cash at @RFPIM or Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com, or you can do it at our website, werestoreyou.org. We restore you, you all, in advance for all that you do, for all that you have been able to do in your support in helping us bring the kingdom of God alive through your faithfulness, your contribution, and your support. So I thank God today for many of you who is able to stay strong and tall and support the ministry in all of these areas. I bless the Lord for you all on today. If you're melon a seed, you can mail it to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. I love you all. Appreciate you all. Thank God for the power of the blood. Thank God for the power. I love you. Shut that up, I see. In the presence of God, thank you all today. All right, thanks to God. Everybody continue to walk in the spirit of God. Continue to keep my mother, Mother Matthews, in your prayers. She is doing much better. Thank you for the saints of God that reached out to us and prayed with us and prayed for us. I appreciate that very much. continue to keep her in your prayer, keep my dad in your prayer as well. We're not quite out of the fire, but we're coming out victorious. So we thank God for you all on today. Amen. Love you all tremendously. We appreciate you. This is an awesome time, an awesome month. I told you, this election day, you're going to see so many things coming, and they're coming very quickly. So brace yourself for what's coming, and brace yourself, those of you who are expecting and watching the financial marketplace working in your favor. I think when somebody read that scripture, I believe it was the prophet's wife who shared that scripture, how God is snatching from the heathen to give to the men and women of God. Know the Lord's will is going to be done, and he's doing what he said he's going to do for all of us, especially those who trust him. All right, be blessed. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Join me to drive by with the prophet on today sometime. We love you. Have a phenomenal day, and we'll talk to you soon. And shalom, and your quote is my prayer for you today. God bless.
Maybe I succeeded a little. Jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. My lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky. Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth is from